Aye, aye, okay. I'm very, very, very good. I've enjoyed my day so far. Well, that's good. I'm ready. I've already... We're pressing record. There's time remaining, 9 minutes 39. Jim Murphy, MP, candidate for the Scottish Labour Party leader. I think that Scotland should have more power over our own destiny. We should take decisions here in Scotland about our income tax rates. So I want to see the devolution of income tax to the Scottish Parliament. That's different from what the Scottish Labour Party previously argued, but times have changed. I want to be a leader of the Labour Party in Scotland that reaches out to, yes, to people who took different sides in the referendum. I don't care whether people voted no or voted yes. I just want people to put that behind us and let's do what's best for Scotland. And I think this further devolution that I'm announcing that I support today is an important step in doing that. Well, an independent Scotland was based upon having tax powers over the oil. And it was all based upon oil being $113 a barrel. Now, oil's now $80 a barrel. And your listeners are going onto the forecourt in the local garage and seeing how far petrol prices have fallen. That's good news. But it wouldn't be good news for public services in independent Scotland if we were reliant on oil. Because those cuts in the at the petrol pump prices would see cuts in public services. A much better way, staying inside the United Kingdom, sharing some of the resources, the solidarity of 60 odd million people together. I think that's a more sensible way of doing it. But we should do it with change, by changing the way in which we organise things, and much more power here in Scotland. I think it's a big change. It's not just a big change that we want to have more powers in Scotland, but I've announced today that if I'm Scottish Labour Party, I'll lead and use those powers. I think that those people who earn over £150,000 can afford to pay a little more in tax. So I will ask those people who earn over that amount to have their income tax increased to help pay for the things that in Fife you need. The fact is there are too many families who can't afford to put food in their children's tummies, and there are too many teenagers locked out of further education colleges, and we aren't building enough houses. So I want to increase the tax of those earning over £150,000 so that we can pay for the costs of things that are important to Fifers, a sense of social justice, and making sure that no child goes hungry in our country. As a candidate for the Scottish Labour Party leadership, I'm saying what I support. I'm saying what I would like the Labour Party to support. Now, the Labour Party will make its announcement on Thursday as to its official view. But this is what I believe. This is what I want to see happen. And I want to lead the Scottish Labour Party from the front. The Labour Party's got to change. In 2007, when we lost the Scottish Parliament elections, Scotland tapped us on the shoulder and said we weren't good enough. We didn't listen. And in 2011, in the Scottish elections, they hit us over the head with a big hammer. So we have to change. And I'm going to lead that change. So it's more powers for Scotland, decisions taken here in our country, but also more money raised from increasing the taxes of those who can most afford it to pay to overcome the hardship that no family should have to suffer. It's a different way of doing politics. I'm confident it'll appeal to the vast majority of people across Fife. But there are also two other great candidates in this contest, and I think that any one of us would do a fine job. I'm absolutely fine with that. I'll press...